6 o'clock is something.
What do you
now,
have?
Now, what if you had something
but
in between,
I have
say, the early morning and the noon?
You have
is
one knife, but I have two.
No, before lunch, but after breakfast.
The same thing. I have
kind
two.
Kind of like in between.
Of the same
if
thing.
If you had a little something.
You have one
not
knife,
a meal,
but I have two.
Forks.
Between breakfast and guns.
Spoons.
You have
the same thing you have. You have one knife, but I have two knives.
Snacking.
Yeah. You're a good informant.
Okay, and what
okay,
if you
what
have
you
something
have
after
you put the dishes in the sink.
You call supper
what
at night.
The dishes.
Supper night. All right. If you have something after supper, say about 9 o'clock before you go to bed. You call that anything?
It's so funny.
You wash the dishes.
Yeah, this would
then
be later
to,
than the evening meal.
If you
but
wash them, they still have soap on them.
That's still called maybe.
You have to wet the dishes to get the
put
snack.
Water on them.
Rinse them.
Okay.
It's called rinse them. Okay.
I'm just trying to find out what you would say because each person has a little different
rinse.
Way of expressing things.
Okay,
rinse.
And what do you wash
oh, no.
the dishes
no.
with? What's that called?
What would you call a lot of rain in a short time? Say if it really came down. Do you have a word for that?
Wash.
Really came down.
Okay, and what do you dry them with?
I said he certainly has poured down rain face.
Towel.
Yeah. I'd say that too. Uh-huh.
What do you do?
Is there any
other
words you
do
you
for your face? You have something you put soap on and you go like
wash
you ever
cloth.
Use?
Right.
For
you
instance,
get out of the tub,
you ever heard trash mover? Is that a word that
and
you might
you
use? How about
cold water? You have to turn on
a gully washer.
Water.
You ever heard of that?
Cold water.
No, but if you want, what is that thing called? That steel.
Cloudburst.
Which is
no.
Not
looks like it's been raining so much. I said
looks
like
it got so cold last night.
Cloudburst.
What last night?
That's
the water went all over.
All right. Now what if lightning's popping? What do you call that one? What kind of a word do you use if it's not only raining but the lightning's popping around?
But he has to go to bed.
I hear it.
You can hear it.
I see. There certainly is lightning.
You call it anything like a what storm? You would you ever say thunderstorm?
And every night,
okay. And what if there's rain and thunder, but no wind, not really a lot of wind? Would you call that anything?
Steps. And every night,
okay. Now, I might say, just as I got the clothes on the line, the wind came along and what it down. Has that happened to you? Okay, and
every night,
someone might ask me, well, did it hard? Did it, using that same word?
Rain hard.
No, this was like, did it? You know, still the wind. Did it?
So Georgie thought.
You told me that it.
To
yeah, I think you were going to say it.
Blowing.
Yeah, someone asked me, did it blow hard? Is that what you. Okay, could you say that?
It blowed hard.
Okay. And I might say, yes, but it has what harder than this before? It has.
Blowed harder than this before.
Yeah, that's what I would say. All right. And if you said, if you wanted to tell someone the direction of the wind, if you said that it came from, say that way, what direction is that? The wind.
South.
If you wanted to say that that's the direction from which the wind came, how would you express
it? Looks like the wind is blowing south.
Or, now what if it was
the robbers
that way, but it was also a little bit that way?